Tracy's back with us again today to talk a little bit more about IDVAs and what they do. So can you just start by telling me again, what does IDVA stand for?
Yeah, IDVA stands for Independent Domestic Violence Advocate. And basically, the IDVA is the voice of the victim. We work alongside other agencies, for example, the police, MARAC, social care, housing, addiction agencies. And what an IDVA will do is coordinate a package of support to keep the victim and their children safe. So the support that we will put in is crisis intervention. We look at safety planning, obtaining emergency accommodation and emergency orders. And then once that risk has lowered, if that victim is still wanting ongoing support, we'll look at stepping them down to one of the other domestic abuse medium support agencies in the area.
Right.
So on average, an IDVA will work with a victim for approximately 6 weeks, but it does go on longer. It depends on if the risk is still high. If it's still high and there's still actions to do, we normally go between 6 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Just like through the pandemic, there's been a lot of more emotional support that they've needed, and we've tended to be working with them 12 weeks and above. We've also got the court IDVAs. They do carry a small caseload of the MARAC cases, but a lot of their work comes from the court. They pick up the cases that are going into court from probably the night before, where a perpetrator's been arrested and is going into court the following morning for a hearing to see if he's going to plead guilty or not guilty. What will happen then is our court IDVA will make contact with the victim just to let them know what's happening and to see if they want any support. If they do want support, then the court IDVA will pick that case up and do any support work around going into court, showing them around the court, arranging rooms for them, all the safety aspect, maybe video calls so they can give video evidence. So there's quite a lot involved with court IDVA as well. But as far as the IDVA service, all our referrals have to be assessed as high risk. That means it's not a self-referral into the service. The referrals will come through an agency such as the police or social care or the hospital, and they will complete what is called a CARDA. It's a domestic abuse risk assessment which identifies how high a risk that person is. Are they at risk of homicide? Are they at risk of that abuse escalating or getting any worse? And basically what happens is if they score 14 or more, that is an instant referral to MARAC and into our service. It could be that they may not score that high. They may score less and comes out as medium risk, but dependent on the information that that victim is giving to the referrer, and how that referrer is asking the questions, it's surprising what other information you can glean from somebody. And from there, you may get information which goes through on a professional judgment because of that escalation of risk and the possibility of homicide. They all go through to MARAC, and then they'll come through to us, and then we'll contact them within 48 hours of allocation. So again, it is an agency referral.
That's really interesting. I didn't realise that the court IDVAs do so much. That's a really interesting job. That's another job I fancy doing. I need to have a word with Rad, because I keep doing these podcasts and thinking, I'd really like to do that job. So,
You can find some interesting information talking to other people about the job roles, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So thank you for coming to tell us a little bit more about the IDVA service. That's been really helpful. And we'll hopefully meet up with you again soon. Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.